Yeah, and it all has to do with people being allowed to deny things, and people accepting denials on their face value. And you know, we can't do that. It's not that simple. Women are dealing with this issue. It's the same issue that the denial that people would say, no, police aren't singling out black people for harassment and shooting them unnecessarily. Police aren't supposed to do that. Well, police do that. And women do get sexually assaulted and harassed on a daily grinding basis in ways that it must drive them nuts. And it's now we're finally talking about it.
And you mentioned in your piece about the need to change the environment, not only in sports, of course, but also in entertainment. And you cite a number of examples, which I found interesting. And I wonder if you can repeat a couple of them about some movie and TV experiences that show or depicted anyway a certain role for women in subservient positions.
And they accept it.
Yes, and it's fostered by the entertainment industry.
The entertainment, and they put out this false image of women just being willing victims, and they're not. They must every day have to figure out, geez, how am I going to get through this day without somebody putting their hands on me or saying something or doing something that is so inappropriate, and it's so much a part of what we've accepted for so long that people take it for granted, and we can't let them be comfortable with that. We can't do it.
Hollywood's changing a little bit. For every Wonder Woman, for every strong female lead, though, I think there is still a series or a studio head or a showrunner that goes, okay, well, we can go back to the old archetype of the guy saving the girl.
Right, and making it so that women are constantly being pushed into a role that they don't want to play. They're just being set up to become victims. And we have to teach them about that and understand it. I remember with my daughters, I made them study martial arts, and they hated it. But I wanted them to understand that they might have to be responsible for defending themselves, and they have to be just as ruthless and determined to do that, so that this can't perpetuate itself.
Are they good at it?
They never got to be good at it, but they understood the concept, and you know they know how to stand up for themselves.
Right.
And which is absolutely essential. You know, men have to, dads and uncles and grandpa, we have to teach our young women that this is okay. You have to have that attitude. And if you need some brass knuckles, maybe that might be a solution, you know. But we can't have it going the way that it has gone for so long.
In that same op-ed piece, besides taking a look at and faulting the entertainment industry, you also take issue with sports, with the way male players are sometimes put into certain categories because coaches will use feminine descriptions as a knock on somebody.
Right. They'll come in and say, all right, ladies, if that's how you want to play, you know, and what he's trying to say is you're not aggressive, you're not, you know, doing it the macho way. And they assign women just this very negative, ineffective, helpless role. And we got to get out of that. That's not doing our daughters and our sisters and our mothers and aunts. They don't benefit by that in the least.
What makes you want to speak out? Because some former players or Hollywood types, whatever it is that brings you success and fame, some people are fine sticking to the sports desk or sticking to movies or whatever it is. But you go to the next level, you take that step forward, and you write and you express yourself. What makes you do that? What drives you to do that?
Well, I think it's I was always kind of shy, you know, and not maybe wanting to verbalize it. But I knew that if I put it down and got it all right and the words were spelled right and my grammar was right and what I was talking about was on the mark, people would pay attention.